Good morning. Today's shir is Le'ilui Nishmat Moshe Tratel Ben Chaim Gavriel. And that is Ezra Altman's father. 6 year old today should be a shir, should be a ilui for his neshama. Good morning. We're Masechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Hei, second last daf of the Perek, of the Masechta. And we've got a bit of a pigu. We're going to start at the bottom of Nun Dalel Amud Bet. Yesterday was quite a rough daf for me, as you know. And yeah, the Gemara of Akashia. We go back now to asking a kashya on Rav Acha Bar Chanina. I think it was his name, right? Rav Acha Bar Chanina, he was the one who said that we make a, from, he learned from Talmud Lomar Yitka'u, Shekvanima Utkatem, and why say Yitka'u? He says, for every single Musaf, Rav Acha Bar Chanina, right? Every single Musaf that you have, on the day you add another set of shofar blows. So if there's Shabbos and Yontif, twice. Right, if it would be Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, and Shabbos, three times. Because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh, and Shabbos is three times. That's what he says. The Gemara's got a kashya on that. Meitiva, we got a brighter. The brighter says, Rosh Chodesh Shechalio Peshabbat. Okay, so that's a classic one, Rosh Chodesh Shechalio Peshabbat. We'd think that Rosh Chodesh Shechalio Peshabbat, there should be, according to Rav Acha Bar Chanina, there should be two sets of shofar blowings. Remember that goes with the Korban, with the Halel of the Korban, etc. Shir Rosh Chodesh, or the Shir of the Korban, sorry. Right? Rosh Chodesh Chodesh Shabbat. Shir Rosh Chodesh, Doche Shir Shabbat. The Prophet says, if there's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which Shir do you say? You don't say the Shir for Shabbos, it's Shir Rosh Chodesh. Just by the way, we don't do that, right? If Rosh Chodesh falls on a Shabbos, we say the Shir for Shabbos, and then Aminag, any Anusach, we say Baruch Nafshi. Right, we always add Baruch Hinafshi Rosh Chodesh. By the way, Baruch Hinafshi Rosh Chodesh, if I'm not mistaken, the reason that we say it, because the Vilna Gaon was of the opinion that that is the Shir for Rosh Chodesh. I'm almost certain that that's why we say Baruch Hinafshi. So we add Baruch Hinafshi. If I'm not mistaken, I think also the Gra only says Baruch Hinafshi on Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't say the Shir Shel Yom. So it's a little bit different here, right? Because then we said that the Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh. Oh, no, exactly right. Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh, Doche Shir Shabbat. I think that's how the Gra does it, by the way. And he says the Baruch Hinafshi and doesn't say the Shir Shel Yom. But yeah, our Gemara, whatever the case is, from here it's clear, there's only one Shir Shel Yom that day, either Rosh Chodesh or Shosh Shabbos. We said, now, if Rabbi Acha ben Chanina is right, and you meant to add separate blowing shofars for every single time of Rosh Chodesh, of a Musaf, Lema, the Shabbat, Velema, Rosh Chodesh. Say, when Shabbos is on Rosh Chodesh, you say the Shir Shel Yom for Rosh Chodesh. Mark, if I start calling you Giron, hey, it's not my fault. Just telling you that, right? So he says, Rav Safra, Rav Safra says, no. What does it mean? Ma doche? Doche le kadem. He says, no, don't say doche, that you don't sit all together, just you change the orders. But I don't understand. Why? But ma, tadim shal tadim kodem. So the other Gemara says, it's not a tiyufta. You say them both. But what does it mean that Rosh Chodesh, Shir, when he said over here, Doche Shir Shel Shabbos, not Doche, just that knocks it out of its normal place. You're actually going to say both. You're going to say Shir Shel Shabbos first, and you're going to say Shir Shel Shabbos afterwards. How can that be? We've got a klal, Tadir, V'sheno Tadir, Tadir Kodem, and Shabbos is more regular than Rosh Chodesh, and therefore Shabbos should come first. The klal is whatever's more regular. So Rav Yochanan, no, he says, the reason why we do that, right, he says, there's not just stam, that we put it in that order. But the reason that we do that is, I just want to see something over here. Just give me 1 second. Out of there. Right. So he says over here, he says, Leida she'ukvar Rosh Chodesh bizmano. V'haya kairav dinan. He says, not really, you're right, but it's a heker. It's a sign for people to know that Rosh Chodesh was done properly in its right time, that the Eidim came, etc., etc., etc. And that's why we look and say, what do you mean? Bahai Kairu Achrita of Dina, but there's another Kairu Achrita of Dina. Right? And what is that? The Tanan, picture 538. What page did you say? 140. Right?
148.
So you see there's a picture there mapping out the Mizbeach. So his back was pretty big. We know it was 9 amas high. You had 6 amas to the sovev, and then 3 amas high up. And then you've got, if you look at the ramp is 32 amas long. Okay, the ramp is 32 amas long. Rashi says all of this, I'll just read it outside. The ramp is 32 amas long and 16 amas wide, and it's split up into like four parts. You can see how the ramp is split. So they'd put the Chalvei Tamid Shachar, lean them on the bottom there on the right, Chalvei Musafin, lean them on the bottom on the left, and Chalvei Musaf Rosh Chodesh would go in the second half on the top of the Kevesh over there, and they'd leave it over there. So the Gemara said, I don't understand. Why do we need a Hekeira to move the Shir Shel Shabbos out of its place and put in Shir Shel Chodesh to make Hekeira? We've got another Hekeira. And look at the bright. Chalvei Tamid Shel Shachar, Dimichatzi Kevesh Lamati Mishach. The Chalvei Tamid Shel Shachar, they're going to burn, put on the right-hand side at the bottom of the Kevesh. V'shel Musafin Itanim Bechatzi Kevesh Lamati, and that's the Musafin for the Chag itself, right, or for Shabbos. And then B'marav, V'shel Rosh Chodesh, Nitanin Tachat Karkuv Mizbeach V'lamata. And there we put, what when we say under the Karkuv, remember, because we like sort of like on the upper part of the ramp, you can see you're already into the second half of the Mizbeach. So isn't that a siman? Right, look at Rashi Zavia, V'shel Roshei Chodashim, right, look at Evarim Shel Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Notnin Hayu Bekevesh Samuch LeKarkuv Mizbeach L'mate V'lamata. Da'anu b'chatzia elyon, on the second half already. So we got a siman. Why do we need a second siman? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan on that, Rashi says, Yerachach sudran otan lemalim yishar evarim. Why do we put them there at the top? La'arot shehen chosh chashuvin lo dieshuk ba'acholet vizmano. So Rabbi Yochanan explained, the whole purpose of this brayta is that we got a heker? So why do we need another heker? So Gemara says, no, trei heker Rav Dinan. They did two hekerim. Big deal. The chazi hai chazi. Those who saw the first heker saw the first heker. The chazi b'hai chazi. And those were the second heker to the second heker. And that we weren't able to bring it to Yufti to Rav Acha from this brayta, that we are doche the one shir shel yom. It seems that we got two shirim. So I was quick to say what we don't do. We basically simply do that because we say the shir of Shabbos and we say Baruch Yinavshi. Although we do it the other way around, right? We say first the shir shel Chag Shabbos and then we say shir shel Baruch, then we say Baruch Yinavshi after the Yom Yom, which is basically Tadir Shlo Tadir Tadir Kodem. So I suppose we don't need a heker now. We haven't got Kviat Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. The whole purpose of that to show people that it was done the right makes no difference because we're going to set calendar. It would be interesting to know what the aloha is. If somebody could look what the aloha would be, how you would do it. But anyway, let's just carry on because we're not finished yet with Rav Acha Bar Chanina. So where did Meitiva? The Gemara brings now, right, another kasha on Rav Acha Bar Chanina. Meitiva, Ditani Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Yachol, Keshem Shtokin al Shabbat Bifne Atzmo, Varosh Chodesh Bifne Atzmo, right, just like we have we the shofarot, right? We bring the korban musaf. So this shofar. We saw the psukim that says that you got to have tkuatem bechatzot otechem. You got to always have all the different korbanot. You have the blowing of the chatzotot. So look at Rashi. Achok shel shetokin al musaf shel rosh chodesh bifne atzmo keshechal bechol. When rosh chodesh falls during the week, we have a separate blowing for rosh chodesh. V'al Musaf Shabbat b'fnei atzma k'shil levare. And Rashi says, likewise, when Shabbos is on its own, there's no Rosh Chodesh. You have a separate blowing for Rosh Chodesh. The bright asked the question, Yachor k'shem shekfir, just like we blow them when they're each on their own. Kach yutokin al kol Musaf Musaf. See how the Gemara asked the question? The bright asked that question, Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina. Should we couple them together now and blow twice when they happen to be together? Tamud lomar. The Gemara says, no, look, uv'rashay chod shechem. We'll see in a moment the Gemara asks itself. If you're all wondering how's this a proof, the Gemara asks the same question. Look at Rashi over Yom Simchatchem. The pasuk says in Bamidbar on your day of Simcha, over Moadechem on the Moed, over Rashi Chodeshem Rosh Chodesh, utekatem bechatzoshot alotechem azimchay shamechem ayulachem lezikron Hashem lokechem. So that, the Gemara says it's the answer, and the Gemara says from there tiyufte Rabbi Acha tiyufte. Yeah, we're going to double tiyufte to Rav Acha. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Ma Talmud, how's that proof? How's that prove the pasuk there tell me that we don't blow two lots of blowings when Rosh Chodesh Shabbos falling together? So Amar Abaya, Abaya stuff from the pasuk. Amakra, the pasuk says Uvarashay Chodeshem. Right, look carefully. Yeah? It says Uvarashay Chodeshem in the plural. Right, Hukshu Kol Chodeshim Kulam Ze Leze. All the Rosh Chodeshes are joined one to the other. Look at Rashi. Kabet Kiyot Ketidomat the Tkiyas on the blowing of the trumpets on Rosh Chodesh. Uve Yom Simchatchem, Uve Moadechem, Uve Rashay Chodeshachem, Utekatem. brought them all right. And then the next Rashi, Shukol Chodeshim Kuran, Le'inyan Tekiot, She'tekiotehen Shavot, telling us that Rashi Chodeshim, it's all the same. Every Rosh Chodesh is the same Tekia. That's the first answer. See, this Avia, Shukol Kulam Zelazeh, it seems to imply from his answer that all of them are the same. In other words, they all have the same Shavot when they're with the other functions. That's the first answer, I think. Rav Ashi gives another answer. I think he's got an easy answer for you to understand. Let's put it that way. Rav Ashi Amar Ketiv Chod Shechem Uchetiv Uvrashay. He says Chod Shechem and Rashay, the heads. V'ezei Chodesh Yesh Lo Shnei Rashim. So it says Rashay Chod Shechem in the plural. So it says which month, right, has two heads, so to speak? HaVeomeh Zeh Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the head of the year and the head of the month. So it's a Rashay Chodesh and a Rashay Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah like Rashay, so to speak. Va'avarachmana chodshechem chadhi, okay? Rashi chodshechem chad. Play on the words here. Both your roshim, Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, is one. Right. So that is that's the one tkefta on Rav Acha bar Chanina. Who says va'od? And we got another brighter, which you can see from here as well, that Rabbi Acha bar Chanina is not right. He says va'od Tanya b'cholosh moed. So now the Gemara starts bringing over here. Originally, I wasn't planning on spending too much time on it, but the more I thought about it, it's probably becoming up Sukkos, and we say the Yom Yoms, every the different Tehillim on Sukkot. It can't harm to maybe get a little bit of an understanding of what we're saying. So I thought just referring you all to your notes and go and read them up on your own, but let's take a few minutes and just spend some time on the Psukim. So the Gemara means in bright like Tanya, B'chol Hashem Moed Berishon, on the first day of Chol Moed, my Yom Rim, we'd say, Havu Hashem B'nei Elim. Okay, we all know that Tehillah. Rav Tilim Kaftet, there we say, Havul Hashem B'nai Elim. Look at Rashi explains, what's that got to do with the first day? So, Havul Hashem, Kol HaMizmor Al Shem Shayom Tchilat Simcha Ben HaShoeva, it's the first day of Simcha Ben HaShoeva, remember the whole of Sukkot, the Simcha Ben HaShoeva, Tainu Kavod V'oz, that's what we're saying, it's honor and strength, Uboto Mizmor, and then that means we say, Kol Hashem Al HaMayim, saying Hashem's voice is on the water, Al Shem Nisuch HaMayim. So that seems to make pretty much sense. It's Nisuch HaMayim, Kol HaShem HaMayim, etc. V'sheni Ma'ayu Omrim, on the second day of Cholom Sukkot, what do we say, Cholom Moed? Ul'Rasha Emo Elohim. So there we've got already Tehillim Nun. So Ul'Rasha Emo Elohim, to the wicked God says, Malacha, what's your story? Ul'Saper Chukai V'Tisa B'Riti Al-Picha. That's what are you doing here, basically? Look at Rashi. Ul'Rasha Omer, Kol HaMizmor Divrei Kvushin Hain. L'Nesafin La'Azarah L'Mitzvat Chag. It's basically, how do you say it, Bidivrek Fushin, like words of, not inspiration so much, but like more to wake you up, right, like some sort of tochecha, right? He says, they come together in Azra for Chag, v'smechim simchatchem, they're happy, u'mochichim, and Hashem, right, he's mochiach them, what's the word, chastises, but tochecha, gives them musar, rebuke, right? Who are you guys? He says, Im Shar Ami, why are you coming with all the other guys? You're wicked. Im Encha Chose B'Tshuva, if you're not doing Tshuva. Uvoto Mizmor, that means it says over there, right? Zevach Lohim Toda, right? That's the another Pasuk in Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'Shalem Le'Elyon Nidrecha. And you got to pay your Nedarim. Why is that? It's Rashish. Al Shechaga Sukkot, Man Bal Tacherhu. Remember, we know that when you make a neder, you've got three regalim that you have to brought to the drawing by the end of the third regal. And so Sukkot is the shlosh regalim because you're on the end of the one. The sofa mizmor is over, and at the end of the mizmor we say there's over toda yichabdein yichabdenein yichab whatever. V'sham so basically you mechaber Hashem. It seems like you're basically doing chazara b'tshuva. So you brought a whole lot of things coupled in there on the second day. And b'shlishi ba'yomrim. Me and this, on Shlishi they say Miyakum Li Imreim, right? In other words, who's getting up against me with the evil guys? Mitzatzev Li Impor Avin. Who's coming towards me with the workers of iniquity? Again, what are you doing with the Rishayim? Look at Rashi. Miyakum Li Imreim Ubinu Boarim. It says there Ubinu. That pasuk that it's Zion says Ubinu Boarim, right? It's over here Ubinu Boarim. The next one is basically you stupid people. You should be understanding Binu. Understand, Boarim, you fools. Right? Basically, Rashi says they're both one Mizmor, which is the next one as well. So you're on the Shlishi, we say, Yukum Li Miraim, and on Revi, they say, Binu Boarim Ba'am. So both of them are in Perek Tzadi Dalet, in Perek 94, just different psukim, and they split that we'll see in a moment. And Rashi says, "Vubinu miyakum li." Nireh Be'enai says Rashi, "Mipnei she parashat miyakum li imerabet al tzarotan sheyu meshubadin bebayit sheni tachat malchei paras u'malcheivan u'malcheiromi." Even though they had a Beit Hamikdash, they were still being subjugated all the time by different kingdoms. And nonetheless, v'af apichein enam nimnaim midismoach simchat malkam mitpalim. They still come to Mishnah, they dance, and they get happy, and they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they're under foreign rule. Right? So miyakum lanu latzileinu mina mirim aelu. Who's going to get up and save us from these wicked people? Lule Hashem azar tali kimat shachna adumashi. It wasn't for Hashem. They say over here, amarti matai ragli. Right? So that's the pasuk. Basically, my feet are going to slip around, etc. And then with the pasuk, Edom says, Hashem yisadeini, Hashem will straighten me out, will fix me up, etc. It says, Berov, there's a Rov missing, Berov, Sarabai bekirbi, Tanchumech yishashua, right? Hashem will save me, Hashem will bring me salvation. Hashem says, Yaklomar, af lefi tzarotain, even according to our troubles, ein anim ne'in midavol yishtashia betanchumecha. We don't prevent ourselves from coming here and rejoicing in your tanchumim. Chule atzavim is what the enemy says, Ulmachar, right in the end of the pasuk there, and then ulamacha the next day they go back to pasuk chet and they say binu boram, understand you fools, right? Man matnot adim. Why do we say that? It says on the second day now that's already berevi. They say binu boram ba'am, the fools, because now it's talking about man matanot ev aniim. Shu's manasif. When do we gather? When do we give money to the poor? When we start gathering in the stuff. Because then there's man leket shikha upaya. That's when we leave behind the stuff for all the poor people. So a lot of musar in all these mizmorim. And masyanu, kashemagin, yamim achronim, in the last days, shayim krovim nifrosh v'lashuv debatim, and they're about to leave and go home from the regal. Korin ifnehem lochicham, we rebuke them, we say, sheyasru karaoi, give your tumor masi like you should be. Understand what's going on. You have afapi shamashrot, but even though no one knows about the mashrot, they can do whatever they want. It's private. V'lo yomru miroenu, umiyodienu. Lechach omer binu boaram. That's why we say, understand you fools. She omrim b'dibam. Because what do they say, these people? Miyakid masan. Who knows what we're doing? So we say to them, don't be stupid. Hashem knows what you're doing, right? And then we say the Hanotea Ozen al Yishma, what the guy gives you ears and listen. Im yotzer ayin alo yabit Hashem, he gives you the eyes. I said, no. Hayoser goyim, right? He what's Yoser goyim, like chastises. Halo yochiach, why won't he be the one to rebuke? V'chule ad mi yekum li. Okay, so that's the whole idea of putting the sukkahs in its context and giving Musa in the right ways. Then b'chamishi ma hayomrim, hasiroti mi sevil shichmo. Right, so remove me from the suffering. Right, so that is again. So Rashi says over here, that is divrei tanchumim. Those are words of comfort. Right, im tisku, if you able to be zoche, betzara karata ve'achaltecha, and Hashem will save you, ancha beseter ra'am, and I will answer you. Right, besetiram in the secrets of the thunder. Evchancha may meriva. Right, so he tests you on those on the may meriva alamayim shenolina. And why is it mentioned the water there? It says again because the water is chag nirim alamayim. Fimashani bochincha v'soktecha. According to the way that I test you, I will paskin for you. Ashashim panim ala geshavim, just the way you daven on the rains. V'tchichim leim uchtim izmor ze anochi Hashem elokecha amalcha meretz Mitzrayim. I bring you out here, picha, open up your mouths wide, and then I'll fill up your mouths. She eshlach lachem bracha, I'll send you bracha. But something is more by a chidayu mechelev chita. Mechelev chita, and mechelev is like the best parts of the chita. You'll get fed from the best parts that there are. Okay, so we see that a lot of the psukim here, I've got on the one hand, tochacha, on the other hand, tanchumin, on the other hand, bracha, and all somehow related to either the periods of the osip when we're gathering in and giving to the anim to understand with maser, or the water being judged in the water and the brocha that comes in the water, etc. Then we have over here v'shishima yomrim on the last day of Chol HaMoed, right? So lo yaduv lo yavinu b'chashecha yatalechu. You understand what you're doing? You're walking in darkness. Yimotu kol mosdei aretz. So what does it mean? Yimotu, but it's like shake. Call most eyes, will shake or call to tremble the foundations of the world. So what is going on? Rashi says over here, "B'mizmor Elohim nitzav b'da'el b'mrim kol mizmor al shema katuv bo." Why do we say this whole pasuk? because of what's said in Pasuk Gimel of the Perek. It says, Ani verash atzdiku. God says a poor and a rash, also like a poor, will be justified. Elu ma'ashot. Those are the trumot of ma'ashot she gives. Shekachu nidrash. Shekachu nidrash b'chuli. We learned from the tzedek mishachah v'telo. We said b'perek azra. Lo yadu v'lo yavinu. Umi she'en noten libo. La'avin l'chach b'chashechit lech. A person doesn't understand that and give his heart to do that. He's basically walking in the darkness. B'chashecha yalech. Right? And Rashi said, what does that mean? B'chashecha yalech. He's walking in the darkness. Zumita. Kiditnan. In the Abba Prakim. But Abraham, Dever mitrabe, certain seasons, right? There's more dever in the world, Motzei Chag, at the end of Sukkot. Shebechol shtav ibnei gezel matnot anim, because people don't give their matanot what they believe. Therefore, that brings dever to the world. So at the end of the time, when you harvested, you meant to give away stuff to the anim, the mas, the trum, the anim, the deket shechapeya. You don't do that. Think, who knows what I'm doing? It's all private. You can basically cause death in the world. V'gram klalal olam, cause curse. V'ra avon in hunger. Sheyimotu kol afse aretz. Okay, so here he says that basically will shake, right, all the gatherings of the world. Okay, so that is, those are the mizmorim for the day, for the week. Now the brighter says, remember, we're still going to come back. Don't forget, we're still discussing Rav Acha bar Chanina. Do we say, do we have extra shofarot or not? Like, what does it mean telling all the different days? And they say, v'imchal Shabbat be'echad behem yimoto yidacheh. He says, and if Shabbos is going to be on one of those days, so then Yimot to the last day goes away. In other words, we keep the order. So the first day of Chol HaMoed, second day of Chol HaMoed, third day of Chol HaMoed, fourth day of Chol HaMoed, fifth day of Chol HaMoed, sixth day, we've got six Tehillim to say. But whenever Shabbos is, we don't say the last one. So we just push off. If the Shabbos falls on the second day, we say on the third day, the second day is Tehillim, and we never get to say the sixth one. That's basically the way it works. All right? Look at Rashi, Shehu Shir Acharon, V'nichem Yibnei Shamru Becha B'Shabbos, etc., etc., etc. And Rapapa Manach Behu Simana, and Rapapa gave you an acronym of how to remember the order. It's Hom Havi, which is basically Havu Lashem, and then Ulurasha, and then Yikumli Imre'im, and Binu Boarim Ba'am, Hom, what are we missing? One, Yikumli Imre'im. And then,
yeah. Also Yom Tov.
Chol HaMoed, right? Chol HaMoed, right? Or Chol HaMoed.
So what do you say on Yom Tov?
On Yom Tov, we've got different ones, and the Gemara is not discussing it. We might discuss it just down a second. Rashi might actually bring it. I don't remember. Let's see. But on Yom Tov, we've got separate things on Yom Tov. We're going to see in a second what happens. We've got 2 days Yom Tov, and what do you do on the second day Yom Tov? You bump out the first day Chol HaMoed. That's a question the Gemara asked, actually, not your question. I don't know. So he says, I don't know how you get it. And with Simanach, so he's got Rapapa, Rav Safra Manach Bu Simana, sorry, Hom Bahi. That's Rabban. Rapapa Manach Bu Simana, Hom Havi. He switches the orders around. And the words, how do we know who says what? Whether it was what Rapapa says this and Rav Safra says this. So with Simanach, Amboha de Safri. Amboha, you can see that Rav Safra has the bet hey. Right, and Rav Simina has the hay bet. So here we've got Amboha, the bet comes before the hay. Amboha de Safre, what Amboha de Safre? It's obviously something well known, I don't know what it was. But Rashi says, yeah, Amboha de Safre, he says, Gurudan Hashim Hashim, when you've got gatherings, big groups of people together, Regrim Lalech, but my voice shall melam that to go into the entrance of the teachers, Shatinokot of Otem, Vimotehem, Mitsuyin Islam, like some sort of Avotu Banim sort of thing. Right, Afkan, Misha Shmo Safra, Haya Simanei Hombahi. Okay, so I hope you all remember that, and you don't forget the order. Okay, right. The Gemara says basically, what do we see from here? Tiyuvta Rav Acha bar Chanina Tiyuvta. Right? Why is it Tiyuvta? Rashi Amar Tokin Alkol Musaf Alma Damer Lekol Echad Shiro V'Acha Ketani Yimoto Yidache Alma Lo Amru B'Shabbat Yechol Moed El Shir Shel Shabbos. So what do we see over here? He wanted to say that every time we have a shiur, we blow shofar. Every Yom Tov and Shabbos and Chag and Moed gets their own shiur. So really, we shouldn't have, Yimotu shouldn't be bumped out on Shabbos. We should say the day for that day of Chol HaMoed, and we should say that the shiur shel Shabbos. We should say them both according to him, because we're going to blow shofar on each one of those shiur shel Yomim. And our writer says, no, if Shabbos falls on one of those, it will fall, maybe not, might be on Yom Tov, but if Shabbos is one of those Chol HaMoed, we only say the one for Shabbos, not for Chol HaMoed. So we see we don't say two, we only say one, and that is a Tiyufta to Rav Acha Bar Chanina Tiyufta. Clear? Everybody clear with that?
Today we do the what Rav Acha said.
Today we do what Rav Acha says. Yeah, well, on Rosh Chodesh, yeah. On the assumption that Baruch Hinafshi is the Shir Shel Yom, I'm saying that I think is what the Vilna Gaon's explanation is. Unless Baruch Hinafshi just might be, if the Vilna Gaon isn't right, then Baruch Hinafshi just might be another nice thing to say for Rosh Chodesh, but not the actual Shir Shel Yom of Rosh Chodesh. But you're right, according to the way I explain it, it would be like that, right? The Gemara says now, Rav Acha Baruch Hina Kra Umatnita Kama. But how did you say this? He had a brighter, and he had psukim he based on. Remember that was his question that we asked yesterday. We said over here that Kiatra of Acha Bar Chanina Midroma Aitim Madnita Biara. When he came from Eretz Yisrael from the south, he brought a brighter in his hands, and the brighter said, "Ubenei Aaron Akoanim Yitku Bechatzoshot." Shaitim Ulamai Yitku Shekvarim Aotka Bechatzoshot. Already said us. Already the pastor already said Utkatim. So why is it mentioned again? Hakolav Yamusav Intekin says to teach us. So how can you just bounce out of Acha Bar Chanina? It's not him. He brought a brighter of Tanaim and a Pasuk. So he's just knocking out a brighter and a Pasuk so arbitrarily. So Amar Avin Ravina says, no, Lomar Shemarichim Mitko. He says, no. He might have misunderstood that brighter. Already what that brighter was saying wasn't that you say that you have extra tkiot, but just saying that on the Chag, because the Musaf is, you're bringing a Musaf for that and a Musaf for that, so you schlep out the tkiot, you make it a little bit longer. Rabban de Kesari Mishmei Rav Acha Amre, they say no. Lomar she marbe betokin, not that you have for its own thing, right? But they say that you marbe. Rashi says she mosifin chatzotchot betokin yachad vekulu chad mechshevi, that you bring extra guys to blow. In other words, your band gets bigger from a two piece to a three piece or to a six piece. That's what that pasuk's telling us about. Not that you actually blow along, you just add more. So now the Gemara says, so that's end of Rav Acha Bar Simon. Now the Gemara comes to ask the derivative of Selwyn's question. Right? Va'anan de'it le'tre yomei. We who've got 2 days of Yontif, Baruch Hashem, none of us here. Of Yontif. There's some people listening to the shiur, we have 2 days of Yontif. It still exists. Why? I'm not sure. Right? Va'anan de'it le'tre yomei. Hey, chiyav dinan. What do they do? In other words, Rashi explains that long Rashi, I'm not going to read the whole Rashi. He said, amurot leyom, we already learned that if Shabbos falls on one of those Chol HaMoed, so we bounce out we don't bounce, but the last day, the last tiddah we don't say that Yimotu Komos Da'aret, and we just say for Shabbos, then we leave out one. So what do we do now? The question, look at that, what do we do? So Abaya Amar, Sheini Yidache. Abai says, you know what? You're going to repeat the first, whatever it was that you say on Yontif. I'm not sure what we're talking about now. Whatever it is you say on Yontif. And the second one, you're not going to say. Rav Amar, no, Shvi Yidache, the last one gets bumped out. In other words, he would say, just skip out the second day of, according to Abaya, because the first day of Chol HaMoed would be Yontif in Chutz Laretz. So you'd say the Yontif Davening. And then the second day Chol HaMoed is basically their first day Chol HaMoed. So they would then say the first day of Chol HaMoed Tefillah, and then leave out the second one, and then go on to the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh. Right? Rava says no. Shvi dache lak if Shabbos with ki motu. Rava says tarek to Rava. We've got a bright that supports Rava. If chal Shabbat yot bechad mehen, yimotu yidache. Right? The bright says it. If chal Shabbat yot bechad mehen. Now we understood echad mehen meaning one of those Chol HaMoed, but we see already that the bright earmarks which tehillah we leave out. So he wants to say the same thing over there. Rava says atkin amemer ben aharda. Maimar in Nahar, there was Metakein. What I actually think Nusach Ashkenaz does in Chutz Laretz. And what is that? The Medalge Diluge. That every day you say two. In other words, on the second, first day of Chol HaMoed, right? You say the one for Yontif and the one for first day of Chol HaMoed. And the second day you say the first and the second, and the third and the third and the first. Every day you're always saying which one in case you might have got the wrong day. That's what I think we do in Chutz Laretz. That's the end of the prayer. Okay. This is the second last Mishnah of the Perek, I think. No, there's still another Mishnah tomorrow. Okay, so it's the third last Mishnah of the Perek. This is like this. So we know, Rashi will say it in a moment, let's read it. Mishnah like this. Matnitin, right? Yom Tov Arishon Shachag. On the first day of Sukkot, Ayusham Shlosh Yisrael Parim, there were 13 Parim. Remember, we already learned this, that there were 70 Parim. We went 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 7. Remember, 13, 11, for the 7 days of Yontif. Shmini Atzeret wasn't counted. So we had 13, and that adds up 7 to 70. So on the first day, there are 13 parim, and Elim Shnayim, always Elim Shnayim, v'seir echad, one seir. That's standard, every single day. So what do we have there? We've got 16 korbanot are brought on that day. Look at Rashi. Chol ha-mishmarot olot neregel. When it comes to the shloshet regalim, the 24 mishmarot of kohanim, which normally each one spends a week in the Beit HaMikdash, on the regel, they all come. Right? And now, normally we learned in Masechet Yoma that there's a pais, remember? For the korbanot. On tzukkas, you can't do a pais. They've all got to get a job. So how do they do it? Rashi says, "Olot regel v'sheshesrei mihem makrivin sheshesrei behemot halalu." So these 16 parim, 13, and 2 elim, 15, and tzir echad, one tzir, adds up to 16. 16 out of the 24 mishmarot will each get one of these korbanot. So we're left with 8 mishmarot who haven't got any korbanot, right? Mishnah carries on. So nishtaru sham arba shei kvasim l'shmishmarot. Now we bring on sukkahs. We've got every day 2 elim, 1 sa'ir, and 14 kvasim. Okay? Plus the 13 parim for the mota olam. And what changes every day is the parim. So the parim got 13, 12, 11. So on the first day, we've got 16 groups of kohanim, could have 16 korbanot. And then we've got 14 kvasim for the 8 mishmerot. So they're going to split up 14. So the Gemara says, how do we do it? Biyom Rishon, Shisha Makrivin Shnaim Shnaim. 6 groups each get 2, so that's 12. Va'ashar Echad Echad. And the last 2 groups of Kohanim, 8 groups, the last 2 groups, 1 group, each get 1. That gives us 12. Then, B'Sheni on the second day. So now, we've got Chamisha Makrivin Shnaim Shnaim. Va'ashar Echad Echad. Right? Why do we have on the second day Chamisha Makrivin Shnaim Shnaim? Because we've got an extra set of Kohanim that never got a par, remember? Because there were 13 parim yesterday. Today there are 12 parim. So 12 mishmarot, right, were taken care of. Sorry. Right, 12 mishmarot were taken care of. 13 mishmarot were taken care of out of the 16, and they have to have 8. Today, only 12 mishmarot taken care of in the parim, because there are only 12 parim. So if there were 8 groups left over yesterday, today there are 9 groups left over. Because there's still 2 elim and 1 sa'ir, right? There's still those 3. So now it is the 12 parim plus the 3 is 15. Is that right? 12 plus 3 is 15, right? And they're 24. So they're 9 mishmarot. Right? So now we've got 9 mishmarot. So 5 of them each get 2, which is 10. Right, and then 4 of them each get 1, which is 4 and 10 is 14. So we make it all up. And every day, so to speak, an extra group of Kohanim are added to the group. They have to split up between them the 14 kvasim. Okay, is that clear? Lance, looking confused with me? Right, okay. בשישי ארבע מקרים שתיים מהשתיים והשאר אחד אחד. ברביעי שלושה מקרים שתיים שתיים והשאר אחד אחד. בחמישי מקרים שתיים והשאר אחד אחד. בשישי אחד מקרים שתיים והשאר אחד אחד. Then, בשביעי כולן שווים. On the seventh day, they're now all equal. Why? Because on the seventh day, so now we're down to 7 parim. So there's 7 taken care of, plus the 3, which is 10. We've now got 14 mishmarot left over. And there are 14 kvasim. So each get 1 keves. Okay? So it works out perfectly. But Shmini, now on the eighth day, we said that Shmini Atzeret was Pazar Kashav, remember? And we said, what was Pazar Kashav? It was, remember which stuff it was on? It was on an Amud Aleph. I think about Nun, wasn't it? Or Nun Amud Aleph. Where did we learn that Pazar Kashav? It was definitely the top of an Amud Aleph. I can't see it now. Anybody remember when we learned it? Remember the Gemara got a whole different thing about the different things, and then it never. And then
what is it that you said we learned? What?
Pazar Kashav. That we learned the acronym, like the simanim for a regel. That's what we said. It's a pais on its own, and zman shechianu, and regel pazar. And then Kashav was korban. Shin was Kashav. I don't know what that word. That's all. Look at it. Memchet, you gotta look at Memchet Amud Aleph quickly. Look at Memchet Amud Aleph. So there we've got the regel bifnei atzmo leinyan pazar kashav. Right, pais bifnei atzmo, zman bifnei atzmo, regel bifnei atzmo, korba bifnei atzmo, shira. That's the shin. Shira bifnei atzmo and bracha bifnei atzmo. Rashi says et yom hashmini. We'll set the mashmash shevarchin amelech. We thought or we make a bracha to the king, or it's our own bracha. We say by yom hashmini atzeret achagazeh. So that is, so Shmini Atzeret is its own regel. Right, so now being its own regel, it's got a pais. The Mishnah says now, right, B'Shmini Chozeh L'Pais K'Beregalim. Now we've done with the 24 Mishmarot, they've all got their chance, everybody's got a chance, it's been very equal. There was an order, by the way, we'll see in a moment. It wasn't just arbitrary who went first. There was like, I don't know, it was a hierarchy or it was a Masorah or whatever it was. But bottom line is there was an order of the Mishmarot. When they had to go in the order of the first 20 of 24 splitting up, there was one, they knew their place. Mishnah B'Shmini, Chazu L'Pais K'Beraglim, K'Beragalim. Look at Rashi. Par Echad V'Ayil Echad. One par, as opposed to 13 or 7, 6, it should be 6 now if we were going to carry on counting. One par, one bull. V'Ayil Echad. Right, as opposed to Sukkot, there were two Eilim. V'shiva kvasim, and half the number. So the Eil and the Keves are half the number of Sukkot. Sukkot was two Eilim, right, and 14 kvasim. Here it's one Eil and 7 kvasim. What's missing over here is a Sa'ir. Okay, this is missing. And the Rashi says, "Ain kavim k'sera kovod achag shekavu lefi sera mishmarot." You don't go the same. All the kavim lipushem haskana. Ela kol ha-mishmarot. All the groups come. They all go into the lottery, just like they do on Pesach and Shavuot. And on first day Sukkot. No, maybe not on first day Sukkot, sorry, not Sukkot. She ain't korbanot tehen merubin lakrivan lefi aser lashvot bahen kol mishmorot af ishmini kula mefshidim vazoche vepais makrivo beseder yom mefarei sheyach mefaisim. He says, then yom edaf kaf bet is the order of how we do it, of which the limbs, etc., etc. So that's what the Mishnah said. Now, Amru, they said as follows, mi sheikriv parim hayom, lo yakriv lemachar, ele chozrin chalila. So now that goes back to Sukkot. So on Sukkot there were 13 parim the first day, 12 the second day, etc. Now remember that there were 13 on the first day, so there were 11 mishmarot of kohanim who didn't do a par. So on the second day, when there are 12 groups of parim, so first the 11 groups who didn't do the parim yesterday, they will do the parim today. And there's obviously one extra mishmar, because only 11 who didn't do it. So one of them will get a second chance today. And then tomorrow, we'll have a 11. So there were 13 and then 12. Right, so and then the next day, they're 12. So one of them from the 13 yesterday, that works out well. 13 yesterday did the parim, today there's 12. So and there were 11 left over yesterday. Right, and we need 12, so one of them will do it again. Then on the 12th day, so those who all did yesterday won't do it again. And then those who didn't do it the day before, they're going in a cycle. So that's how you get it. You go, that's what the Mishnah says over here. Chozrin chalila, you go around and around and around. So we'll turn out, we'll see in a moment in the Gemara, that some people got a chance to do it 3 times, some got a chance to do it twice, some got a chance to do it only once. But it worked out. I suppose they all got a chance to do it lots of times. Let's say that our Mishnah we just saw now is Rebbe's the Tanah Mishnah, not Rabbanan. Why is that? Look at Rashi down at the bottom there. That on the 8th day we now go back to do a pious for the lottery like a normal regal. And now the assumption, says Rashi, is we're assuming now that everybody, it's open cards. We start a new chapter. Remember, the Mishnah just said a second ago that we go around in circles. Those who did parim yesterday don't do parim today. We assume that was only for Sukkot. And now when it comes to Shmini Atzeret, even if you did the parim yesterday, you can still go into the lottery for the parim today. And that, who's that, Rebbe? Velora Banan. So why is that? The Tanya, Gemara quotes a brighter, para b'Shmini, the par that comes on the 8th day on Shmini Atzeret, betchila mefisin alav. What does it mean, mefisa alav? Look, right, dear Rebbe. Rashi adds in here, b'tchila, mefisa alav, kol ha-mishmarot. All of the mishmarot now come. Right? Dear Rebbe, the Chachamim omrim, achat mishtei mishmerot de lo shalshu beparim oseh oto. And Chachamim say no. I said to them, the way that the order goes of the parim, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, if you do the maths, I haven't done the maths. But I'm saying, according to what the Mishnah is telling us, right, that it would work out that some mishmerot will do the parim three times in Sukkos, and some would only have got to do twice. When we could already see on the first day, the 13 did it. On the second day, 12, and the 11 from yesterday didn't do it. So one of them on the second day is going to already have a second chance to do it. And so it's going to carry on. So you're going to have some will have done it parim three times parim, and some only twice parim. What Chachamim was saying is that guys who only got to do parim twice during Sukkos, they will be the ones who will have the chance to go into the lottery for the par today. Where Rebbe says, no, it's a new stop altogether. So he wants to say, therefore, our Mishnah seems to be like Rebbe, because it says over here, b'shmini chozer l'pais, we go back to pais. So it's not, why? What even if it's only two groups? Well, you only need a pious? Still need pious. So our Mishnah just said, Bashmini chozer l'pais. So even Rabbanan who say that you start off only with the guys who never had three times on Sukkos, there's still at least two groups who never got to do three times, still got to do a lottery between them. So there's no proof in our Mishnah that Daf Karebi. Because we're saying, as if even Rabbanan who say there's only a pais out of a limited amount of people, the Mishnah still says that, right? Come on, Azlah, to take a look at the Mishnah. Okay, and Rashi, I think, actually points out over here, because the halot nan bay betchila. The Mishnah doesn't say betchila. The Brighter says betchila. It's my fishing alav. We start all over again, Divrei Rebbe. The Mishnah doesn't say, our Mishnah just says, b'shmini chazru l'pais. It doesn't actually say betchila. They'll be starting again. They said, we now have a new lottery and it could work out well with Chachamim as well, because the Chachamim are two groups at least left over, and we have to draw a lottery between them. Okay, so now, Kamala Zahalatani, who's this brighter like? Kol HaMishmarot Shonot U'Mishal Shalot. He has this. This is what the Gemara says, right? All the groups have twice and three times. Chutz Mishnei Mishmarot Sheshonot V'Ein Mishal Shalot. Only two groups are left out which don't have three times, only twice. And that would fit in nicely with Rabbanan, who just said a second ago, that even from those two groups who are left over, you'd have to do a pais. So what says, name a Rebbe, velo Rabbanan. What's the contrary? That actually is Rebbe who says there only two didn't do three times. Right? It's Rebbe. So what says, no, I thought I'm going to give Rabbanan. My law shil shu. Because we're understanding is maybe there's some korban, we never got a chance to do three times a korban over the whole chag. And that seemed to be Rebbe, where they would work out with the numbers. But says, no, maybe it's only with regards to, what is my last chag? It's only with regards to the parim that they never got a chance to do three times. So what's it do? My question, what's the chirush? So what are you coming to teach us? Rashi, you come and teach us mathematics, says Rashi, did you have to count? We can work it out. Well, we know how to get to that. You know, tell us, Rebbe, or what? Who says only two of those or two of those? We can do the math. We can say that there on the first day there are 13 parim, there are two elim, there's one sa'ir. That's 16 plus 4, so that's 30 plus 14, so that's 30, and you got 24 mishmarot. Do the math, 30 korbanot. The second day, 29, and then 28, and then 27, and then 26. And you work out how many mishmarot of the 24 got to do two or three times, whatever. The Gemara says, "Mashani kamash b'lan, my dash b'ina nami tan lebanitin, misha makriv parim hayom." Right, to look back in the Gemara, so I'm reading the Rashi. Says, "No, my kamash b'lan, ha kamash b'lan, misha kriv parim hayom, lo yakriv lemachar, ele chozrin chalila." Just teaching us basically that order. That you don't do parim today, if you did parim yesterday, and you go around and around and around in that circle, and not really teaching you how to do the math, just the way that it was done. Of course, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Haneshevim parim keneged mi. Okay, everybody knows this. This is a famous Gemara, and this is where it comes from. What are these 70 parim for? So, see, these 70 parim for keneged shivat umim, shivim umim, the 70 nations of the world. Okay, so then par yechid la, Mr. Wan, should we only have one par? Right, so Lamali, so when it says Keneged Uma Yechida, that is against for the first for one singular nation. And it says Mashal Melech Basar Vadam. This is a Mashal parable. Shamal Avadav, he said to his servants, Asuli Sudag, don't make me be party. You're Macharon, Amal Avon. And on the last day, he says to the ones he really loves, you know what? Everyone else is going to go home now. I say li sudak tana. Let's make a small, intimate suda, just you and me. Kadesh e'aneh mimcha, that I will also be able to rejoice from you. Rabbi Yochanan says, listen, Rabbi Yochanan says, in other words, the first 7 days of Sukkot, we brought korbanot for the whole world. So Rabbi Yochanan, oy lahem lo avdei kochavim, he says, woe unto these of avdei kochavim, goyim. She'avdu, v'en yodin ma she'avdu. Right? They caused this to be lost, this Beit HaMikdash. And they don't even understand what they did in the damage that they did. Bizman Beit HaMikdash kayam, mizbeach mechaper alehen. When there was a mizbeach did kapara for him, for the goyim. V'achshav, mi mechaper alehen. And now they destroyed the Beit HaMikdash. So do kapara for them. I think that's the end of it.